Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney.
Oh, there was that pause again. That just...
No.
That split second pause. You've done it again.
Split second? What, have you become Chris Evans or something? Become like really like pedantic about like the audio? Have you got like, are you like Chris Evans and you're like an obsessive over the sound the sonic delivery of your podcasts?
Possibly. It's not about the sonic delivery, it's about the fact that I think that pause is put there by you. Just the split second I refer to was the split second between when you should have spoken and to when you actually did speak. Now I could just say nothing about it and just cut that split second out in the edit. But it bugs me.
Listen, mate. The only thing that's going on in the edit is you adding in a split second to make me look like a dick. Because in real life, there isn't a split second. You're adding one in there.
I can't believe you've done either
look incompetent, in which case, I don't think anyone thinks any different anyway. So you're wasting your time. That ship sailed.
That's a two-way power play. You've just doubled down on the power play. You've done the split second, and then you've turned it around. You've gaslit me. You've said it's not me, it's you.
Don't talk to me about gaslighting. I'm being gaslit left, right, and bloody centre.
Oh yeah, who's gaslighting you now?
Both my kids, especially my daughter.
That's what kids do, obviously.
Just non-stop gaslighting, and yeah. I constantly am involved in it as well. That's the thing. I should be the adult. I should be rising above it. But I get sucked into these mad arguments that become really juvenile. Mm-hmm. And I just start... The other day, I nearly did a mum cuss on my own daughter, which would have been basically cussing my own wife. I think she said something, and I'll go, yeah, your mum. And then you're like, this is not good parenting. It's not good parenting, but, you know, who here can really say they are a good parent?
No, I get it. I get the abuse from my son, and he does it on a podcast that we do together called Beans on Toast.
Beans on Toast. I thought it was called Dad and Lad.
There's another one now. Dad and Lad's the one that I present, right?
Right.
And Beans on Toast is his podcast, which he's going to have other guests on.
As well as you.
Kids from school and things like that.
Yeah,
so
that's a good
Beans
idea.
So it's called Beans on Toast, and he calls himself DJ Beans in it. For some reason.
I'm going to listen to this.
And I'm Andy Toast, and it just always begins. I get introduced by just a torrent of abuse at the start of each episode. But
this
he hasn't got anyone else. He hasn't got anyone else to come on his stupid podcast as a guest.
He's self-producing, which is hard when you've got a busy schoolboy schedule. I mean, me and you, we've just got adult man schedules, which, you know.
But when you're a schoolboy,
your schedule's much busier. And so it must be hard for him to make sure he's lined up top guests. I love the idea of a podcast where young, like, boys or kids just come on and moan about their parents, but, like, really bad, like, really slag them off. It'd be really funny.
Yeah, that'd be another one.
And it'd be good for them as well. It'd be cathartic because they have to get it off their chest, don't they? They're getting shit left, right, and centre from us.
While we're doing podcast crossover stuff, I'm currently holding in my hand Bob Mortimer's honker. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go on. How come you've got Bob Mortimer's honker in your hand?
Well, he left it in the studio when we did Mince on Friday, so I've nicked it.
It's a good sound. I've heard it on Mince before, but it sounds somehow better hearing it this way.
Yeah, so there we are. I thought I'd drop that in as well.
I saw last night I went round for dinner at the Stray Man's house. Stray Man.
Yeah.
And he...
Any updates?
A couple of things happened. He told me about a story, a bullshit, where he got lost in bullshit really deep. And I started to think this could be a new subcategory of bullshit, right? Of people who you start to bullshit and then the bullshit gets out of hand. And before you know it, you're like you know, years have gone by. Do you remember a band called Darts? Apparently they were big in the late 70s.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, I thought you might. I didn't remember them. But the Stray Man shares a surname with the lead singer of Darts, right?
Right. Okay.
Should I say it? I don't know. He might have his identity to protect.
But it's in the public domain.
It's in the public domain.
As well, there was two lead singers of Darts. One of them left after a while, so I think you've got a bit of room
for
manoeuvre.
Well, I have to say
there.
The name of this lead singer risk exposing Stray Man's true identity because it's a really funny name.
Okay.
Den Hegarty.
Den Hegarty, yeah.
Den
Hegarty went to appear in Tiswas, I think, regularly.
Is that right? Well, it says Darts was a 9-piece British doo-wop revival band.
Are they a big hit? Yeah.
That achieved chart success in the late 70s. Right. Okay, they were from Brighton. So, Stray Man shares the same surname. Right. And at school, to try and get attention... you can see where this is going. To try and get attention at school,
I like it.
He claimed that that Den Hegarty was his uncle. He didn't get his story straight because first he was claiming that it was his dad's brother, and then he changed and said it was his mum's brother. But he managed to get away with it. No one picked him up on it. And he said he was Den Hegarty's son, and he got lots of attention. It paid off.
Well, but
of course. Of course, he then got so into it, he started going deeper with the lie.
Right.
And I can't remember all the details of it, but my favourite bit, well, there's two favourite bits. One bit was, as Christmas approached, they said, will you be seeing Den Hegarty at Christmas? Like, kids at school. And he went, yeah, he always comes over at Christmas. Of course he does. Uncle Den. And they said, oh, he's probably really rich. What's he going to get you? And he goes, I don't know. And then as Christmas approached, they said, have you got any more news on what your Uncle Den Hegarty might be getting you? And he went, oh, well, put it this way. He dropped it round the other day. It's still under the tree, wrapped up, but it's quite large and rectangular, right? Building them up. And they're like, oh, fucking hell. I wonder what it could be. And then Christmas came and went. And he went in, and by this stage, he was half hoping they'd stop asking questions, so he realised he was getting deeper. But they did ask him, first day back, what did you get from your Uncle Den? And he said, he got me a guitar.
Right.
And then, of course, they all wanted to come round to see the guitar that had been got for him by Den Hegarty.
Yeah.
But he had to keep lying deeper and saying the guitar had gone off for a retune or something like that. Anyway, the best bit of this story is, right, he said it was awful and he had to get his sister involved and she had to lie on his behalf to back him up. And it was just like a nightmare and he wished he'd never started. A couple of years ago, right, Stray Man's now in his 50s. A couple of years ago, he's gone back to where he's from, which is Halifax, right, for a school reunion. A school reunion, right? He gets there. The first bloke he sees, right, is now some sort of senior police officer. He comes over to him, and the first thing he says is, oh, I remember you. Wasn't Den Hegarty from Darts your uncle? And he's gone. Yeah, he is. He goes, how is he these days? He goes, oh, still the same old Den. Surely that was the moment where you could own the lie and go, mate, you know.
Oh, God.
He's bollocks. I was a school kid. It was bollocks. That's all in the past. I'm really, I just lied. Fuck it, whatever. We all do silly things when we're kids. But he didn't. He's in his 50s and he continued to claim that someone from Darts was his uncle.
Four decades on, he's revived the lie for no reason whatsoever.
Now, do any cunters out there have a lie, a bullshit, that has gone on longer than that?
I don't think anybody
Hegarty,
could have.
Than the Den Hegarty bullshit. If you have, and you can provide some semblance of evidence, we'd love to hear from you.
At this point, I'd like to turn to Wikipedia and tell you that Den Hegarty... lives in Devon now and is a lecturer in psychology at Exeter College and with the Open University, but he still sings in his spare time.
Oh, fucking hell.
He fronts an a cappella band called Slackapella and a 15-piece outfit called Soul Traders, and he also sings with the doo-wop group The Metronones. Sorry, The Metrotones. So I think if we do any kind of Top Flight Time Machine live event this year, we'll be getting Den Hegarty along to provide some musical accompaniment.
Oh, that'd be great. Wouldn't that be great?
And the Stray Man as well. We'll get him on as well.
He'll do a duet. Well, we could sort of unite them together. It'd
yeah,
be great.
Reunite them more.
Yeah, they could sing out, couldn't they?
Yeah.
The Hegarty brothers, we could call them.
We'll get to sing as well, though, won't we?
Of course we will. We're not going to do any live events without us singing.
Good. Just checking.
That was everyone's favourite bit of our last live event.
Definitely. I still haven't seen the video of that. I
might post it tonight.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe the time has come. There's Probably. A, you know, as the expectations and excitement build towards our first live event of 2019, which may be taking place in the North Country, we don't know. But there's, you know, few rumours. It's time to whet people's appetites, like when Star Wars do a teaser trailer.
Yeah.
Months in advance.
Yeah.
By just letting out a little bit of the sort of quality showbiz entertainment you're going to be seeing when we next perform live. Also, I wanted to say a quick word about something that I hate that also came up yesterday when I was at Stray Man's house.
Okay.
I'll give you the backstory. Backstory is Stray Man's daughter, Stray Daughter, she was ill off school, and her mum said to her, "Listen, if you can't go to school tomorrow, it's going to be a bit of a problem because me and Dad are both working. I could get Grandma to come up, but it's like 2 hours away. If you're really, really ill, are you sure you're really ill?" And she went, "I am. I definitely can't go into school. Jesus. You're going to have to get Granny to come up, right?"
It's quite a big deal.
So, bad luck for Stray Daughter, because Stray Mum goes off to make the call. She comes back in the room 10 minutes later after a chat and goes, "Okay, that's all sorted." And Stray Daughter goes, "Oh, great. So is Granny coming?" "No, unfortunately, she can't make it. So Granddad said he'll come instead." She had her face fucking dropped.
What's wrong with Granddad?
Well, put it this way. I said the same thing. And she said, "Well, she was feeling pretty ill. And when I got in from work, she was sat looking really ill and really tired in her pajamas at the table playing chess with Granddad. And Granddad had been lecturing her on how important deep concentration was when playing the game of chess." And I think what she probably had in mind when she tried to blag this day off was Granny and her watching The Wizard of Oz in their slippers, feet up, a pot of tea and endless Cadbury's fingers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe a tin of Heinz tomato soup, which is great off school ill food. Do you know what I mean?
Lucozade.
Bit of Lucozade. Maybe Crown Court.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. But instead, she's being lectured on the importance of deep concentration during chess. And I thought to myself, do you know what I hate? And I'm going to tell Andy this to see if he hates it too. But I hate, one of my most hated things in life is concentrating.
Right.
it's fucking boring, isn't it?
I can't think of any circumstances where I concentrate all that much, really.
Wow.
I'm kind of eradicated.
Yeah, but that's because you are a man. And, yeah, it's not often I bring myself to give you a compliment, but you have diligently built a life that is almost approaching dream life. Right, in my opinion. And it's a life devoted only to your own pleasure. And one of the things you've successfully done is to create a lifestyle that requires no concentration.
I think you're right, apart from when I'm driving.
And I doff my hat to you for that, because I'm sure there was a time in your life that you did have to concentrate. And one day you snapped and you thought, fuck this.
Yeah.
I need to find a way out of this concentrating hell.
I used to work at a Lloyd's TSB call centre in 2003, and there's a lot of concentrating involved in that. Quite
is
intense,
there?
Like for 8 hour periods. And I do remember one morning I looked at the little clock on the screen at the start of my 9 a.m. shift, and it said 9:03, and I thought, what you just said there, I thought, fuck this.
Yeah.
And I left quite soon afterwards.
Did you?
There was too much concentrating going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Too much concentrating, like someone and a granddad telling you, this is why it's important to concentrate.
Mm.
Think, do you know what? Fuck that. I've done enough concentrating and I've never had fun whilst having to concentrate.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd have that's my thought for the day about the perils of concentrating. I'm sure there's a lot of cunts out there who'll agree.
I can't think of any circumstances when I do any real proper concentrating, apart from driving and maybe doing a bit of like cooking that involves, you know, not burning stuff. That's not
hardcore concentration. That's just a little bit of focus. And also, I had to drive out to the countryside on Friday, and on my way back, it was dark, rainy. It was Friday night. I was driving down country lanes to begin with before I hit the motorway. It was a long drive home on my own, and it was dark and rainy, like I say, and it was fucking brilliant. It was the best Friday night I've had in years, mate.
Yeah.
Well, I was just on the road on my own.
Just by yourself.
The dark, the rain, my own music on the stereo, nobody bothering me.
Just enough concentration to get by.
Yeah, exactly. It was minimal concentration because what I was going to say was modern cars don't require you to concentrate that much. They've got sat-nav telling you what to do. They've got power steering. Yeah. It's an automatic, so I only have to use one foot, right, most of the way home on the motorway. There wasn't much traffic. And I've even got a voice-activated thing in my car so I can tell it what radio station to go on, right?
Wow.
It's a bit like Kit. It's basically like Kit from Knight Rider.
Yeah, fucking hell. Flashbuster.
And you don't really need to concentrate. So I was just chilling out in my car for 2 hours on Friday night, and it was sensational. By the end, I had the music ramped right up. I was singing my lungs out, and I just felt great.
You'd never felt more alive. No outside influences, no outside agents.
No one was bothering me. There was no one in the back seat nagging.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Nagging. Yeah. There was no whinging. There was no one saying, oh, I spilt my juice everywhere all over the seat. There was none of that shit.
No childish needs to be catered to. Just you and the open road.
There's no one going, I need a wee. Can we stop? Can we stop? I did stop, but I stopped because I saw a fucking drive-through Starbucks. And I was stopping on my own terms.
Stopped on your own terms, exactly.
Stopped on my own terms. I got a grab bag of Walkers and a fucking Americano, mate. And I didn't rush either. I thought, I'm not being expected home anytime. I'm going to sit here in the car park at these services and eat these crisps and drink this coffee and just stare out the window at that sort of weird little hotel thing that truck drivers and whoever murderers stay in, and just look at it, imagine what it would be like to live in it. And just like, it was the middle of the evening, let's say it was 8:30 and I'm there. Just off the M4, inner services, just staring and eating a grab bag of Walkers. And I haven't felt that good since I saw The Prodigy in 1996. I wasn't on any ecstasy at all on Friday night.
Natural ecstasy.
Yeah, natural ecstasy. That's what I called the moment.
Did you feel as though you were compelled to like elongate your journey a little bit and take an extra hour? You did.
Well, that's why I stopped. That's why I stopped.
Did you go further? Did you go out of your way instead of going directly home? Did you go off?
I had two stops, one for petrol, and I had a bottle of water then and just dicked about a bit. You know, added a few extra songs to the playlist I had lined up for the journey. Drive time with Delaney.
At any time, did you...
Road grooves.
At any time in the service station, did you jump up in the air and click your heels together?
Oh, that's what I felt like. I felt like Dorothy when she'd just been given her red slippers.
Yeah.
Right.
What a feeling.
I just felt totally free, totally alive, full of joy. And I'll admit, by the time I pulled up outside my house at about 20 to 10, I was a bit crestfallen because I thought, that's it. I've peaked.
Yeah.
Jalapeño.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Jalapeño.
Are you a subscriber to the Iron Filing Society, our Patreon paywall money-grabbing enterprise? If not, why not? It's only going to cost you £3 plus VAT a month, and you get exclusive Roy Keane episodes, you get the Kevin Keegan episodes a week in advance, and you get all the other episodes bereft of adverts such as this. Here's a little example of what you've been missing out from the new series of The Keane Odyssey.
The Keane Odyssey!
You got to remember, if we're comparing Shakespeare and Roy Keane, which is what we are doing, let's face it, Shakespeare sat with his fucking quill at his desk or whatever they...
Fucking 8 hours a day.
Whatever excuse for a fucking desk they had in them times, right? Probably in a muddy pit.
Back of a dead ox or something like that.
Yeah, right? Fucking slaving over all of this, you know, to be or not to be
wank
bullshit. And fair enough, he did some good lines, but he sat there writing, rewriting, thinking, wringing his hands, going for a fag,
walking up and down,
contemplating,
wanking.
Keane, bang, stick it up your bollocks, you English cunt.
The Keane Odyssey.
What do you mean here, Eamon, where you've ridden that I nearly slipped under? Well, I'm just saying that the way you explained it to me, you sounded like you might have been on the edge of some kind of episode. Episode of what?
The only episodes I'm interested in is episodes of Neighbours.
The Keane Odyssey.
Whoa, what about that, Sam? Quality
right,
stuff.
It's fucking high quality stuff. It's well worth £3 and more.
Of course it is, and it's all like that all the way through, and you're missing out for the price of a shit pint once a month. Fucking sort yourself out.
What were you going to say for the price of a shit? I thought, well, they're fucking making you pay for that now. Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, how much do you pay for a shit in a train station toilet? 30 pence? The price of 10 shits a month. The Iron Filing Society, patreon.com/topflighttimemachine. Pay us or perish.
Jalapeño.
A few months ago, I was supposed to be coming back from London from doing one of these podcast things, and I was supposed to be back at about, I don't know, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I basically lied to my kids and said, oh, I'm not going to be back till after 11. And I did get back in the northeast at about 4. But what I did was I went to the Metro Centre, I went around some shops, I went and got a burger for me tea, and then I went into Newcastle and I went and see a comedian all by myself. It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, just a bit of me time, and you've got to carve it out wherever you can. It's important.
Of course you have. Don't feel bad about it.
What about Jack Grealish getting a belt from that Birmingham fan? That was good, wasn't it?
It was, that was entertaining.
Not that I've got anything against Jack Grealish, of course, although he seemed to take it in the spirit in which it was intended, which was knockabout fun.
I mean, Did you see that picture of him sat there with a big smile on his face?
Yeah, because he knew it was funny. He thought, this lad has been on the piss since 8 o'clock with his mates. Yeah. He's come here, it's a great time today, he's having a great time, and suddenly he doesn't know why, or he's just, he's got a rush of blood to the head. He's jumped over and he's given me a rubbish drunken punch around the side of the face. And fair play to him. He's having a good day. And then when they dragged him off, I liked the way that he celebrated to his own friends.
Yeah.
That was great.
Blowing kisses at them.
Yeah, it was fucking brilliant. But the best bit, of course, was all the uptight golf club fury. That's disgusting. Ah. I can't believe it. There's no place for that in the game. Fuck off. You're just having a bit of fun. Jack Grealish knows it. You want to calm down, Grandad. Take a fucking chill pill. The lad's having a good time. It's fun. Everyone who saw it thought it was fun. It was
Everyone's
fun.
Talking about it. So
no
it
one got
good.
Hurt. No one got hurt. Jack Grealish was shit punched. Jack Grealish is tougher than that guy. He fucking took it no problem.
So you
no
reckon
one
that it
got
should,
hurt.
It should happen
it
more often.
It was fun.
and fans should just come on the pitch willy-nilly and just dish out half-assed blows to players.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's pissed enough to jump on the pitch is not capable of delivering a dangerous punch, and that's the beauty of it.
I suppose you're right,
It means they are, by definition, harmless, but they're really good fun, and you know the sort of cunts. They'll be there in the, well, I mean, these people are disgusting. This is why National Service should come back. There is no place in the game. It was an animal. It's like, mate, he hasn't just nonced a kid. It's not Michael Jackson, right? He hasn't murdered a sex worker, right, and buried her in a ditch.
No.
He's got pissed. He's jumped on the pitch. He's tried to it. It's the Birmingham Derby as well. It's not like it's just happened at some random game. It's Birmingham. Just take, you know, passions run high.
Do you think this should be something that's encouraged in derbies, just across the board?
My attitude is, listen, if it happens, it happens. It's not ideal, but if it does happen, then you just got to roll with it and accept it as it was intended, which was a bit of fun.
That's
what that lad thought it was, a bit of fun. Jack Grealish knew it a bit of fun. We're all watching at home. Any right-minded people are watching at home fucking pissing themselves laughing, thinking, this is great. This is the best moment of the weekend, right? And it's great to see high blood pressure sort of dickheads going absolutely fucking irate about it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to kind of meet you halfway, Sam. I kind of agree that it was really entertaining, but I don't think it should become de rigueur. I think should happen
If it became de rigueur, to be honest, it would be less entertaining because it was the surprise factor. The wild card factor is what I liked.
What we need to have is that up where the commentators usually sit, in some kind of nest, there needs to be a sniper with a tranquilizer gun.
Great.
And I think if you want to take your chances and run on the pitch and try and clock someone, you can do that.
Then it lends it jeopardy.
There's got to be some jeopardy. You run the risk of being shot with a tranquilizer dart. You're going to get banned for life anyway.
I'd like those odds, partly because, and I think you might agree with me in this, I've always quite liked the idea of being shot with a tranquilizer dart.
Right. It can be arranged.
Yeah, because, I mean, that would be, if there was a thing that, you know, like some blokes like to go paintballing or laser quest or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Right. If there was something where I could run, be chased in the woods. So it was like human fox hunting.
Right.
Right. And I was in the woods. And this sounds like I'm perverted, but I'm not.
It does a bit. You haven't even started.
This isn't
yet,
a sexual thing. This isn't a sexual thing.
It's just really deep down.
It's not. It's to do
everything
with my need to relax. And I would like to be in some woods and then they give me a head start and I just fucking tear off through the woods. And then I'm chased. Yeah, and then I'm chased, and they shoot me with a tranquilizer dart. But it's quite a powerful one because I'm quite big.
Yeah,
and it shoots into my ass. And again, that's not sexual. It's just that my ass is the fleshiest part of my body, so it would be the least painful. Mm. And it's so strong that within seconds, that's it. I'm out.
Down.
But I'm in a lovely deep sleep, and when I wake up, part of the deal that you paid for a package, right? I wake up in, let's say, a Holiday Inn room.
Yeah.
And it's nice, and I've just been put there, and there's fresh flowers and some water and some crisps. And a bowl of crisps.
You get to steal for the night.
And you just stay, and you have a little note saying, you lasted, and it tells you how long you lasted before getting shot in the arse. And,
that's fair enough.
Yeah, I just like the idea of being tranquilised, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's a little bit like the drive you had. It's just you're just craving that time alone. Peace and quiet and just alone with your thoughts. Oh, not your thoughts, because you're fast asleep. But
What is it Hamlet said? To sleep, perchance to dream. That's what he said.
That's a good point, yeah. He was right.
He was always
on
about it. And look at him.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, you know, he was all... People were never quite sure what it was he was on about, but I fucking knew right from the get-go, as soon as I was exposed to it.
That line was all about being tranquilised in the woods.
I felt like saying to the teacher, listen... Can we get this lesson over with if you just let old Delaney here take the stage? As you can imagine, I was often quite keen to have my say in a classroom setting.
That does surprise me.
And I'm like, listen, stop it. This is a stupid industry in ambiguity, right? Like, you can't keep the Shakespeare industry going which is that one of the engines of our fucking economy, of our tourist economy.
Yeah.
You've got to keep it going. Now, if everyone, if the story was seemed appeared to be as simple as fucking Mr. Tickle, right? Then it wouldn't have so much longevity. So people have to fucking speculate, don't they? Oh, maybe you meant this. Maybe you meant that. No one fucking knows, because it's all gobbledygook. That's why Shakespeare wrote it like that. And that's why Shakespeare didn't write in plain English, because he's trying to fucking get everyone confused. But I fucking saw through it. Yeah, he's trying to get inside your head. I fucking saw through it from the start. This bloke's knackered. He wants a kip.
Yeah.
That's great. That's what makes it so universal, because every bloke I know is knackered and wants a kip.
Yeah. What, is it not something cheese-related? Because you seem to sleep, a chance to dream. You've got more chance of having a dream if you've had some cheese before you go to sleep.
I don't know if they'd invented cheese in those days.
Oh, they must have done. So
cheese is like a 20th century thing, isn't it? Wasn't it developed by NASA for the astronauts because they couldn't take normal food like cereal because it would float around everywhere? It got invented as a type of space food.
I wonder if you could get a tranquilizer dart that contained a high intensity dose of cheese. So when that goes into your arse,
you get
the cheese goes into your bloodstream,
and
you're cheesified.
Yeah.
And it brings on a really intense, powerful dream.
Yeah, they could put in like what's that liquid cheese that the Swiss are into that they dip things in?
Fondue.
Yeah. Stick a bit of fondue in that dart, will you, before you shoot me? Quite fancy a bit of a dream up. Oh, do the right good dream up if I'm going to have a kit. It's like going to the cinema, but free. That's the thing about dreams. You get a great story. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's sexy. Although less so nowadays. Sometimes it's fun. I often wake up from dreams laughing my head off, according to my wife. And she goes, "You were laughing your head off again in the night." And I go, "Yeah, in my dream, I thought of the funniest thing, but I can't remember it anymore."
Yeah, exactly. Your dreams are probably like a carry-on film with Sid James in them.
Yeah. Is that... That honker you've got there makes a lot of appearances in my dream. Yeah, my dream's soundtracked by those noises.
The other thing I've picked out from this weekend's football was also Sunday afternoon, Liverpool versus Burnley. And Burnley scored from a corner kick, first goal of the match.
You know what that was, don't you?
Scouse wind. You know what it is? Bill Kenwright, right? He's activated the mechanism and he sent the scouse wind across Stanley Park from Goodison. That's what he's done.
Do you know what? Soon as that goal went in, I was laughing and laughing and laughing because I knew that's a scouse wind and it's been sent by fucking Kenwright with his mechanism. And I'm fucking laughing my head off at those Mickey Mouse plastic fucking tourists over on the other side of Stanley Park who don't know how to cope with a proper scouse wind because they're all from fucking Korea anyway.
So, yeah, but Liverpool went on to win 4-2 anyway. Let's look at the results in the prediction league.
Yeah.
You managed to get 4 points this weekend, Sam. You got a correct prediction, Leicester versus Fulham. 2-1 to Leicester.
2-1, yeah.
Results, but also got 4 points.
Right.
And sadly, I only got 2 points.
What'd you get your points for?
Leicester home win, Man City home win. That was it.
Yeah.
Piss poor, really. Mm. So your lead is now 14 points at the top of the table.
Fucking amazing.
You're on 111. I'm on 97 results, but on 95.
Yeah.
Don't get complacent. But,
when's my Keegan meltdown coming?
You've got one hand on the trophy,
what
I think.
What month was it when Keegan's Newcastle team started to capitulate?
It was quite near the end, I think, because there was a rearranged
like
game. It was like
or
April
something.
Or something like that. It was quite near the end. But, pressure was really getting to
them. So watch this space, cunters, because this could go right to the wire. Have we got time for one quick bullshit before we go?
Yeah, of course we have.
This is great. It's from LDP Foster. Luke, his name is. All right, chaps, you may remember my tweet about my bullshitter mate who faked a leg injury and has had 3 sets of teeth, which you shared with the cunts at Christmas. No, Luke, I don't. Do you? No, doesn't matter anyway. This story comes from my wife, a cuntess, if you will.
Oh,
a cuntess.
I like it.
A she-cunt. No, cuntess, I like that. A cuntess, if you will, who has asked me to pass it on. I called it, what? Why can't she do it? You fucking do it. According to her mate's stepdad, whilst travelling through the Australian outback, he happened upon a woman bleeding to death following a car accident. He heroically performed a blood transfusion on this woman using his own blood.
What? What?
You got a, oh no, you're dying. You need a full blood transfusion. Oh, we're never going to get one here. We'll need to fly in docks.
I've got
They'll
some
take ages
in the
to
car.
Fly out here.
I've got some drinking straws in the car.
Yeah, don't worry. What I'll do is I'll pop one into my vein and I'll siphon out blood and then I'll just blow it into your vein or up your bum or whatever. And you should be right as rain. Right? He never confirmed how he performed this fairly complicated medical procedure with no medical training, nor presumably the correct sterilised equipment hand. Well, we've just explained that. It's understood that the woman survived her ordeal, although further information is scarce. Love the show. Keep it cunty, Luke. Thanks, Luke. That's a good one.
Brilliant. Mm. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow with a full mailbag delve. More bullshits and all that sort of thing. Quickly, news without news before we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. You won't like this first one because it's a bit sad, but I'll give it anyway. Doctor tells man he's dying via video robot.
Eight.
Oh, not bad. Billionaire diamond trader, 65, dies during penis enlargement surgery.
10. And I love finally, stories about penis enlargement surgery.
This is the best, I think. California man accused of pouring diesel on neighbour's home claims he was trying to kill a ghost.
10.
Yes.
That's like the perfect tip-top like time machine story.
I think it is. Right, that's it from this episode.
You can't burn a ghost. You cannot burn a ghost. It's impossible. Most ghosts can't be stopped. Yeah. Certainly not without a priest. But fire, they're impervious to fire.
I think these podcasts are now something like 4% ghost. And I think by the end of this year, we're probably looking at 18% ghost.
I fucking hope so.
Yeah, me too. All right, bye for now then.
Yeah, keep it cunty.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.